Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This message, I was not planning to share it with you because it's personal between me and Allah, but because the urgent and the responsibility, I'm going to share it with you. For sabilillah, for the goodness sake, for the benefit of all of us. Many years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago or more, I saw a dream. And in the dream, I'm giving a speech. And in the speech, I have thousands and thousands of audience. And maybe even it's televised or something. And on this day, I felt it is my last day. I decided to make a sermon, address the Ummah, and the condition of the Ummah. And I started by screaming, not to them, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By keeping Allah, 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 I give the speech. And in the end of the speech, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take me. And I did. I died. This was a dream. I saw like 3 or 4 years ago. 2 nights ago, I was in Salah, and my Salah was a unique Salah for some reason. May Allah forgive me, not all my Salah is good. May Allah forgive me. But this particular time, my Salah, I felt it. Something is going on. And in the middle of Salah, I saw the dream in the time of Salah. Meaning the dream, the vision of the dream, it came back alive in my thought. Wallahu alam. I left the Salah and I decided I am going to give you a summary, a major headline of the speech I was going to make. And the speech is very simple. I was going to focus about the main point. The Ummah is really in conflict today about it. Number one, I'm going to take you to the education about from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the early stage of companion of Rasulullah sallam, it was a different opinion about different situation. This different opinion with different hadith and timing and condition later on would generate the different understanding about different mas'ala, different condition, which generating later on the school of thought. The school of thought was not really developed to divide. It just different understanding according to different incidents and ahadith and understanding. This different doesn't mean division. I want you to be careful. By the way, even in time of Rasulullah and the time of companion, they did different things with different understanding. And the different never allows them to have a division. I want you to be careful. Especially if it's in the mainstream Islam. Later on, this different with the time and history and the enemy of Islam, and also the corruption and the stray of some soul, division start increasing. And now you have a school of thought. After a school of thought, you have division in the school of thought. Division, 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 division. Now you have ideology, groups, different understanding, cult, sect, you name it. And we know the famous of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he talk about the end of time and the ayat and the sign of end of time, the companion asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what to do? He said, follow Quran and my sunnah. But today every group and every sect and every group and every ideology tell you is my sunnah. And you have division of division today. All this division is increasing. To the point now we see it in many areas, We saw it in the early war of Afghanistan with Russia, how Mujahideen was fighting each other for 11 years. In the last 2 or 3 years, if you follow what's going on in Syria, you find again different Syrian fighting is each other over a different fiqh. And when the time comes, we will do the same. My brother and sister in Islam, I'm not here to educate you because it's just a message. Please, I have a beautiful message called End of Time and Time. Read it or listen to it. And you have the book called The End. And you have a hadith about the end of time. And you have authentic scholar in the internet. They talk about the end of time. And you have a stray one. You have people have their own ideology, their own understanding. What is my message? We are in the end of time. Have ikhlas. If you have a certain understanding, but belong to Quran and Sunnah, and somebody else has different understanding, don't generate too many division. Doesn't mean we united with the cult, we united with the sect. What is sect and cult? Anyone, the scholar and the ummah agree, they are out. Or full of bid'ah, full of innovation. But if we are in the mainstream, Quran and Sunnah, and we have different understanding about different things according to the mainstream, don't generate division. Don't generate fitna. Don't open fitna. Don't be a part of fitna. That's why if you listen to me, increase your iman, increase your ikhlas, increase your dhikr, beg Allah to accept you, get away from any fitna. Don't generate fitna between people. If you see something you don't like it, either you correct it with a nice advice or it make a dua. But don't generate division. Don't generate fitna. Don't. And remember, all this may Allah forgive us. It generated by our scholar. The scholar trickling all the fitna and division among the ummah. And Imam Samarqandi, he used to said, the slip of a scholar is slip of a nation. And you have to remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Hudhaifa ibn al-Yamman. Go read it. Go read all the hadith about the end of time. And the bottom line is, will be division, will be dakhan, will be veiled, will be gray area, will be smoke, meaning the knowledge and the truth, everything will be upside down. The vision will not be true. Like the famous hadith, I share it with you many times, is Rasulullah, he said, the time will come when my ummah will go through sanawatun khadda'at, a deception years. People will trust the liar. And the honest will tell him you are a liar. And we will trust the betrayer. And the truth one, we will tell him you are a betrayer. And a lot of people, hollow, empty, will talk in the behalf of the ummah. Meaning, a lot of people talk. I bear witness to Allah, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we are in it. The truth become false become truth. You see, everything is upside down. What it mean? We need vision. We need direction. And this come first from Allah. It come first from Allah according to your sincerity. Second, by following the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam, again, follow the right source. Right source, I will not tell you. Go to Allah. Because everybody said, I'm right source. After that, don't cause division. Don't cause fitna. Keep your mouth shut. Don't spread rumor. Don't spread links not you're not sure about it. Don't spread knowledge you're not sure about it. This Facebook and all this stuff, be careful what you're spreading. Do whatever good deed you can. And this is what always my message. Elevate Iman in your heart. Elevate the name of Allah in your heart. Elevate Allah's name in the earth. Spread the message. Elevate the suffering. Be quiet. Don't generate any fitna. Don't be a part of fitna. Don't be a part of fitna by any means. And beg Allah, oh Allah, if you're going to generate, send the fitna in earth, take my soul to you. Before I'm causing fitna, or I'm a part of fitna, or I'm supporting fitna and supporting oppression. And oh Allah, I am pure from everything I see wrong against you, Ya Allah. And don't make me a part of anything against you, Ya Allah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we in it. We really in it. We are in the edge of the beginning of the countdown of the end of time. Don't take this knowledge and my message slightly. Everywhere you go is inviting to dunya, inviting to mischief, deception, even to the point, without mentioning name, they said we are in the time of Dajjal. Deception, time, which is true, but Dajjal not yet, but we in it. Please, I beg you for Allah, be a little bit responsible and have time off. Read about the hadith about the end of time. Listen, be alert. And please, again, don't be a part of fitna. Don't generate fitna. And please, I beg you to Allah for sabilillah, listen to my session about time. If you're not sure about it, please, Sister Zuhra or Sarah can send you the link for it, inshallah, later on. Or Sarah, you can tell Zuhra to send the link about all the session about time. I bear witness to Allah. I give you a comprehensive message. Very small, but very comprehensive. Don't cause division. Don't be a part of division. Don't spread rumor. Don't be a fitna or causing fitna or spread fitna. Be good, remember Allah, or be quiet, or do good, or be quiet. Spread good, or be quiet. Elevate the name of Allah, elevate the suffering of other, and be quiet. And most of all, beg Allah to take you if the fitna will occur, because it is massive, and we in it. And the top to bottom, everybody in it. If you follow what I follow, everybody in it. And if you see the major scholar fail into the fitna, meaning we are deep into fitna, but we're not aware about it. And this is a major fitna. The major fitna where you are in a fitna and you do not know you are in a fitna. This is a fitna. That's why ask Allah for basira, ask Allah for nur, ask Allah for hikmah, ask Allah to make you follow the truth, see the truth and follow it, and beg Allah to allow you see the falsehood and get away from it and get closer to Allah and be united by any means toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always seek knowledge and consultation and verification of the sources of knowledge. And please, again and again, I'm repeating myself, and don't spread any rumor or any nonsense over internet. Don't receive and just send link. Please, may Allah save us from ourselves. May Allah save us from the fitna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and take us in a state of guidance. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.